Good morning, Indianapolis. It is currently 8:39, getting kind of a late start, but it is time for another episode of the Playbook Radio Show, and this is our grand finale, the final episode of this, or I guess of my time here. Hopefully, you know, my two co-hosts continue the great tradition of the Playbook that's been at WBDG here the last 3 years. I just want to, you know, start the show by giving a couple special shout outs. Number one is to a good friend, Kyle Stout, Alpha Ball State. Thank you, you know, first off, for being, you know, on this show, starting it, laying the foundation down. I want to thank also Rock and Elijah, two seniors. Rock's already graduated. He was on the show, and as well as Elijah. He's not too sure, you know, why he's not here today, but probably, you know, something happened. So again, we send our best wishes to those three people that I thought of. But welcome to another episode of the Playbook Radio Show. I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Brody West, a junior at Mooresville High School.
The next host as well.
Yes, sir.
I'll be the next host next year.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, yesterday, the NBA playoffs did happen.
All right. Well, also, before we'll jump into the playoffs, we're also joined by Mr. Jason Brown. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, turn on your mic, bro.
And we're waiting for Mr. Brown in there. But so back to what Brody was saying, we did have the NBA playoffs this week, and the last weekend, my Indiana Pacers, your hometown Indiana Pacers, were good enough to tie up the series 2-2 against the New York Knicks, including a dominating game 4 victory, which the Pacers just pretty much hit every shot they threw up. They were almost unstoppable. I think I read something yesterday where the Pacers shot like 65% from the field, and to New York's like 37%.
So that game, I have the stats right.
Yeah, what was the final score?
The final score for the blowout, you're talking about the blowout, right? The final score is 121-89. I think the Pacers figured out how to play defense the way they wanted to play defense that game. They played incredible defense. Tyrese, I wouldn't say cooled off, but he only had 20 points that game after going, I think, for 32 back-to-back games. But also they had...
He's also been shooting the ball at a very high percentage the last 3 games.
I think he shot at 53% that game.
Yeah, 53.
But they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in double digits that game.
Jason Brown joins the show. You got us, Jason?
Yeah, you got me.
Hello, Jason. So we're just talking about the Knicks. Well, first off, welcome to the show. This is a junior at Brownsburg High School, Mr. Jason Brown. Jason will be on the panel next year of the Playbook. So once again, you guys should tune into him next year. But as we were talking, again, the Knicks, the Pacers obviously were able to tie up that series. Just really solid offense, you know, throughout. I think their bench depth really shows right now. I get the Knicks are banged up, but the Pacers bench is probably one of the best benches in the NBA, at least in my opinion.
I think they have the best bench in the playoffs right now.
I would agree with that. You know, the way they've been playing, especially throughout the last 3 games, definitely has, you know, been something that has been super impressive. And when you look at the Knicks, obviously, you know, they only run 6-7 deep, and a lot of them don't get a whole lot of playing time. They play a lot of their starting 5. So I agree, Brody. I think they did finally figure out how to play the defense this style, or, you know, the way they wanted. But, I mean, you know, Indiana's a very tough place to come and win.
Especially when fans are invested in everything.
Right.
People are like, when the city, bumping.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, I think these next 2 games are going to be 2 very big games. You know, I think if the Pacers are able to...
steal a game?
I think if Pacers are able to steal a game, I think they walk out. I think they could win in 6. I really do think they could win in 6. But right now, I'm going to take them in 7. I think 7's the best bet.
But we can't forget that the Knicks have home court advantage for, like, game 7.
That's true.
So, I think it's a toss-up. I don't know. I think the Pacers go in tonight, win, and then go home and win in 6. I think with the way Tyrese is rolling, his mindset right now, I feel like you know, what he's doing. Of course, he's injured. I feel like everybody in that series is a little banged up. OG Anunoby.
For sure.
Jalen Brunson's banged up. Everybody's banged up in that series. So it's going to be difficult. It's going to be scrappy. I think it's going to be scrappy, low-scoring game. This game tonight at 8 p.m. for us here in Indiana. But it's 2-2 there. But it's also a 2-2 series over in the Western Conference for, I think, one of the best, probably the most competitive playoff series right now, which I think will go to 7, is the Wolves and the Nuggets. The Wolves, this is the crazy part. The Wolves go in and win 2 games in Denver, and then the Nuggets go into Minnesota and win 2 games.
I will say,
in Minnesota,
for what it's worth, the Nuggets looked a lot more dominant than the Wolves did the last 2 games, and I think that is going to get them. I think the Nuggets in 6. I really do. I think their lineup is starting to show a little bit. You know, at least when it all breaks down. I'm not saying, obviously, it's a very good lineup and no one, you know, is going to debate that. But what I will say is I don't think they have as much depth, nor do their players have healthy enough legs, you know, like the Nuggets kind of do. And I think that's showing big time right now.
Yeah, McElroy, but yeah, that was a whole lot of yap, actually.
I think there's a lot of, like, things that could, like, go... That could go differently because Anthony Edwards has the chance to go off for 50, bro, in any game.
It's Wolves in 7. Once y'all realize that, bro, it's Wolves in 7. If Carl Anthony Towns can knock down some shots, and they'll be good. I'm telling you, they'll be good. Like, contain.
Yeah, they've looked really good the last 2 games, Jason. You're right.
Contain Michael Porter Jr. He's so streaky, bro.
It's just like the Wolves haven't even looked good the last 2 games.
No, they haven't. I think Jokic figured out how to play against Rudy Gobert.
Right.
I think Jokic figured out how he needs
Rudy Gobert. He's not an offensive threat.
I'm talking about on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh.
Jokic figured out how to beat Gobert's defense, is what I'm trying to say. Is that, you know, he's doing things that get him different looks and then get him also him open. He's getting double teams, which is what the Nuggets want. The Nuggets want people to double team Jokic because that gives people space and it gives people open shots. And they've had to do that because Jokic has been so good lately.
If if Minnesota doesn't win tonight, I think they're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Because it's at Denver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're in big trouble if they go down tonight. But if they win, I don't know. I don't trust Minnesota at all. I think, you know, I think the first 2 games, they really did send a message to the Nuggets. But I don't know. I just think at the end of the day, you know, Ant's still pretty young. I would take Jokic and Denver, at least in that series.
I have Denver in 7. I think I said that from the beginning. I think, bro, I said Denver in 7.
Got that. Nice, bro.
Come on, they're defending champions.
Bro, y'all just let Jokic go run through the NBA, bro. Once y'all realize Jokic, he's nice, but he is not that nice as y'all think he is, bro.
I understand what you're saying. Like, he had a really easy walk to the playoffs last year. But this year's not been easy, I would say. I don't think this year's been easy.
They swept the Lakers. I mean, okay.
They didn't sweep the Lakers.
Okay, Lakers, okay, in 5 games, dude, really?
But those games came down to very close situations. They were not leading. I think the Lakers led like 147 minutes to the Nuggets like 50.
Because they've toyed with them.
I don't think they toyed with them. I think they just know how to turn it on in the fourth quarter.
You know what? I'm going off what Gary says, bro. The league does not play defense. I mean, I'm finally going to agree with Gary. The league does not play any defense. Once y'all realize if you actually play defense, you can stop Jokic. It's not that hard to slide your feet, put your hands up, and defend the ball. It's not that hard.
I feel like it is that hard.
You're 7 feet. These teams are 7 feet. Don't want to play defense. Garrett, am I wrong?
That's not a
Jokic
terrible
is the best player in the league.
I'm not going to disagree there because I think he is.
No, there's and he has He has the crazy bag. He every shot he makes, he's worked on for hundreds of hours with contest, without contest. He knows how to shoot around the contest. Like it, even if you contest the ball or his shot, most of the time I feel like he's like comfortable shooting it.
But I agree with Jason's point as well to an extent, because I also think, you know, once you start, you know, if you're able to guard Jokic, you know, even somewhat well, I do think that, you know, that gives, you know, your team an advantage. Because I think Jokic is kind of prone, or not prone. Sorry, that's not a good word.
Jokic doesn't have a bag. That's what it is.
I wouldn't even say that.
About LeBron too.
I wouldn't.
LeBron doesn't have a bag. We've been said that.
I wouldn't say that Jokic. I don't know. It's tough, but I would agree, Brody. I do think he's probably the best player in basketball right now. But I also agree with Jason's. I think, you know, once you kind of take him out of his element, I think Jokic is. I don't think he's the best player in the world. Once you take him out of the game, I really, you know, it's just, it's hard. It's hard to kind of
The only debate center that really plays defense is Wemby. Let's be real. Let's be real.
I think everybody in the league plays defense. I think just some teams are better. Like, I think the Pacers played amazing defense yesterday. I think they played defense to the best of their ability. I mean, they only let them score 89 points. I mean, that's nothing to scoff at. Am I wrong?
I mean, Pacers played great defense.
Yeah, and you see what happens when you play great defense? You win.
Yeah, but also game plans, people making tough shots. All of that is just, like, different compared to what we have. Like, when guys make tough shots, there's nothing you can do if you're just on a night. Like, one night you're just on, and you can't stop them. Like, you could have both hands in their face, almost blocking a shot, and they'll still make it because they're just making tough shots. That's the NBA players on the daily. They live, breathe, they make their money by making tough shots.
Ready, look.
Mr. Elijah Ennis has joined the show. Good morning, Elijah.
Good morning.
We were just talking, what were we on? The
Nuggets.
Nuggets series.
The Pacers. We were just on the Pacers.
We're talking about the Pacers. We're talking about defense.
Yeah, Elijah, what is your thoughts on the Nuggets series now being tied 2-2? Actually, both series being tied 2-2, including the Knicks.
It's only one series that's not tied 2-2 right now.
Well, that's right. My thought upon this that everybody on the Timberwolves have to perform.
Jokic figured out how to play around Gobert's defense.
They don't play defense like that, dude.
They have the best defense in the league.
I don't get how you say they don't play defense like that, and they're the number one rated defense in both regular season and playoffs.
And all 29 other teams don't play defense.
It's not saying that all 29 other teams don't play defense. It's just this season, they're ranked as one of the best defensive teams this season. And it was the same thing last season. I mean, the reason why they barely made the playoffs last year because their defense was actually really decent. Like, they had good defensive strategy and a good defensive game. They had a good enough to make the eighth seed and at least take the Nuggets in five. What we see here, they're coming across the Nuggets again. They took a great 2-0 lead playing fantastic defense because the Nuggets haven't been put on pressure like that the whole really – like the whole playoffs, and not only that, you really haven't seen the Nuggets put pressure like that since the season outside of playing against the Timberwolves, because the Timberwolves is coming with full-court pressure defense.
Let's also say this. Karl Anthony Towns shot 5 for 18 for 27% in the last game.
I can't be mad at him for that. Everybody has their off game, and it is suspected by Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, he's a consistent player, but it's going to be one game he's going to have an off game.
Mike Conley shot 3 of 7 from 3, 5 of 12 from the field for 41%. The only player that I think shot above... No, that's not right. Rudy Gobert shot 60%, but he only took 5 shots. But the story of the night was Anthony Edwards had 44. Nobody next to him even sniffed 20 points.
That's why I'm most... that's why I'm very suspect about this team is because, I mean, other than Ant, I mean, yeah, there's good scorers on that team, but in this situation, I just like the Nuggets too much. I don't trust the Timberwolves at all.
Well, Yeah.
You have to have somebody else. I believe on that,
but at the same time, they can't let Aaron Gordon go 25, 27 points at 92% from the field.
Yeah.
That's the one thing, and that's what the problems that the Lakers have to deal with, just Aaron Gordon just popping out with an easy 15-plus point game.
Not even Aaron Gordon, just Michael Porter.
Michael Porter Jr. did not do nothing last game.
Okay, no, he scored four points.
He didn't. Michael Porter Jr. has been shut down this whole series. He had one good game. He's been shut down the whole series. Out of all the four games, he's been shut down. 3 out of 1.
When you let a guy go 91% from the field, 11, and the only thing he didn't make was a three-pointer. Imagine if he just didn't take that three-pointer. They probably didn't need it. Like, he would have gone 100% from the field, 11-11.
Like, their worries about Michael Porter Jr. is nothing right now. They don't care about him. I promise you, they don't.
Now watch tonight.
Michael I understand Porter that he he's a great sharpshooter and all, but that's somebody they can care less about.
I'm saying, now watch now. He's gonna have 25 points tonight, just because, as your words, they're not worried about him. Watch. I'm
he's gonna have 25 points.
He's gonna have 25 points off straight catch and shoot.
Off straight Michael catch and shoot.
The possession.
I don't think the Timberwolves is allowing
The Timberwolves are doing what the Nuggets want the Timberwolves to do, which is double Jokic.
Jokic
plays best out of the double team.
I'll just say forget about the double team.
Thank you.
Well, I would say worked, that, but like
it
that,
worked in game two. I mean, obviously, he shot 5 for 16.
Right. He shot 5 for 16.
And I would put Cat back on him.
You would put Cat instead of Rudy?
Yeah.
Bro, here's the matchup for starting 5 for both teams that should play each other. Conley on KCP.
Mm-hmm.
Ant on Jamal.
Mm-hmm. No.
Why not?
No, I would put Ant on
you would need
Michael
to put
Porter
Ant
Jr.
on Michael Porter Jr. or Aaron Gordon.
And then Jaden McDaniels onto Murray.
Why? So
because Jaden McDaniels is the best on-ball defender.
Because Jaden McDaniels is the best on-ball perimeter defender.
In the series.
Okay,
we'll say in the series.
But you're going to put Ant on MPJ?
Yes.
You know how stupid y'all sound?
They've been doing that the whole series.
They've been doing that the whole series. MPJ is 6'10".
Yeah.
They've been doing that the whole series.
Ant's got a good vert though. Also, there's not a lot. There's not. There, I don't
Anthony
think there's
Edwards
a guy. There's
is,
not. There's not a guy.
I'll tell you
in the
this. Anthony Edwards has been on Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and Aaron Gordon multiple times throughout this whole series.
Right.
Because that doesn't even make sense. Why would you put a shorter defender? That is 4 inches. MPJ, G jumps. He already reaches top.
Well, obviously, nobody else is gonna be able to block obviously
his shot.
It's working because, personally, in my opinion,
Michael
he's not
Jr.
having
not
a good series.
Well. He's playing good defense.
Now, MPJ gonna have 25 tonight. I'm telling you. He gonna have 25 tonight.
I don't. He hasn't had 25 in how long?
He's gonna have 25 tonight. I'm telling you, he's gonna have 25 tonight.
I don't think he averages 25.
He don't
average near anything 25.
Watch. That's all I'm saying is watch. So you gotta just watch.
The other series going on right now is the Mavericks and the Thunder.
Yeah.
The Thunder sneak out a win after the Mavericks lead most of the game, I would say.
Shout out to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
34,
yeah, man.
34, right?
Yeah.
He got 34 points in the W. In the dub.
34-8-5.
You know what, hey, look. Before y'all get in depth with this, Kyrie Irving. I'm saying this one time only. If you decide to drop 9 points, 5 fouls, and 9 assists one more time, it's going to be me and you.
If I hear somebody say Luka Doncic should have won MVP one more time, I'm going to actually lose my mind.
Luka's hurt. That whole team is hurt. I expect them to lose in 6 games. I expect the Mavericks to lose in 6 games because they can't play basketball because all of their players are injured. Just like I think the Knicks will lose in 7 because all of their players are injured.
Listen, bro.
The only two healthy teams left in the playoff are the Nuggets, the Thunder, and Boston. It's
you
the only three
you
teams.
You said the Timberwolves?
I don't think do you think the Timberwolves?
They're not missing anybody.
Yeah, they're not.
So 4 out of the 6 are left. So four. I think the two teams that are the most injured.
Wait. Hold on. What math did you just do?
Is there eight teams left?
Yeah.
So four out of the eight teams. Half the teams are not injured. So that'll be those will be in the semis. Those will be in the conference finals. Those teams will be in the conference finals because they're not injured. Except, and you could honestly say that the Indiana's injured because their best player is injured. He just plays because he has to. Tyrese Haliburton has to play or they will lose the series. He knows that.
Yes. And look,
and he's playing through probably a sprained ankle, back spasms, and his groin still hurt.
Now look, hold on. Now look.
You want me to be real with you? I don't care about no excuses. Because this whole playoffs for him has been absolutely garbage.
True. Paul George should never.
Garbage.
Paul George should never. Garrett.
Garbage.
Yeah, you're right, Jason.
Paul George
right.
should never do this. No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear this, Brody.
Garbage.
He's been garbage the last two games? The last three George. Games he's been garbage?
Yes. Garbage. Yes. Okay. Luka, garbage. Yes. Jason Tatum, garbage.
What do you think?
Garbage.
You guys are garbage.
Because I'm about to tell you something. There ain't no reason you're putting up a whopping 40% from the field, 26 from the three. You went from averaging 38 from the three to 26 in the playoffs.
Garbage.
Who put up 33
points? He's putting up a whopping 20 points off of 30% shooting and 20% from the three.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about Luka Doncic.
Okay, I'm
now
not
for Tyrese.
Tyrese
Haliburton leads the playoffs in 3 points made and assists with 35 3 points made and 85 assists.
You can't tell me he's not playing well. He's playing amazing.
Who?
Tyrese Haliburton.
No, he's not, bro.
Yes, he is. The last three games
Brunson's
he's put.
Brunson's playing better than him. Let's be real.
Brunson's one of the best player performers in this playoffs, though.
Brunson had a rough two-game stretch.
I wouldn't say Tyrese is playing amazing. I say he's just playing his regular season basketball. I mean,
you think 35 is
he
regular
averaged,
season?
He averaged less points.
35, 7, and 6. 35.7 assists and 3 3-point mix is regular.
I mean, sir, like I said, he's averaging the same Tyrese Haliburton like he was in the regular season. I don't see much difference from what's going on from the regular season to what's going on in the playoffs.
He is doing pre-All-Star.
He's averaging, break. In the playoffs. He's
the average. Pre-All-Star break was an MVP candidate.
That's all he's doing right now, dude.
An MVP candidate level. Okay. He's at MVP candidate level right now.
See, that's the problem with you Indiana fans.
He's an MVP.
I'm not an Indiana fan.
He's an MVP.
You know that.
He's an MVP candidate. I would say that's kind of crazy. Oh, he was? I would say that's
All-Star.
Before.
Yeah, he was around top five in MVP.
He's around top five.
Listen, I say he was the best point guard in the league in that moment. I didn't say he was an MVP candidate.
He's top five in that before All-Star break.
Because I'm telling you, the 20 and 10 stat is never going to get you an MVP in today's league. I'm sorry. 20 and 10 assists is not going to get you an MVP in today's league.
So Tyrese Haliburton dropped 34 in I think this was a game one or game two.
Game one, he only had 6 points.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, he's had his bad. The last three games have been phenomenal.
Next game. Garbage.
35 points the next game.
But look. Check this out.
And he dropped 20 and 26 and 5 in the next game with a win, and they blew him out by 30.
Look. Will you check this out. When you play defense, you hold Brunson 6 for 17 percent for
Brunson's
points.
Injured, dude. That whole team is injured.
I wouldn't even say Brunson is injured. He's playing the same. They just adjusted.
He's not playing the same. He's not making the shots that he was making earlier in the series.
It's not about making the shots.
He's getting
it's about
he's
how
getting
he gets
the same licks.
It's not about making the shots. It's about how he gets to the shots.
As you've seen from that game,
they adjust the defense and he struggled to get to the shot that he wanted to make. You see, the reason why players average so much points and consistent because they are great at getting to the shot and making the shot. Okay, they make a couple difficult shots, but they learn and they use possessions the ability to get to the shot, so the shot is easy for them. Simple. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the reason why he's averaged 30, because he literally gets to his shot the whole time. He literally, 6'6" point guard, goes against probably sometimes a mediocre defender or a small guard, and he's going to get to a shot, download, and get an easy bucket. It's that simple.
So Brunson, I have Brunson's shot chart right here. Brunson, from where he usually shoots, let's say elbow free throw line. He from the elbow free throw line area, he went 0 of 3. From where he usually shoots in from the 3, let's say right corner. That's where he usually right wing. Let's say he went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He went 0 of 5.
Hey, Mr. West.
I have his shot chart right here. Like, y'all can see it.
Mr. West.
From where he likes to shoot, he got everywhere he likes to shoot, and he missed.
Yeah, he did. But also, at the same time, all of his shots was contested. The defense adjusted. He was just putting up bad shots.
He was making those shots early in the series, though.
He was making those shots.
They weren't really playing defense.
Y'all can't tell me they were not playing defense.
But at the same time, this man is a free throw merchandise. We can't forget that.
And he went 6-9. They had like 20 free throws to the Pacers, like 5.
31-6, I think, or 8.
And they still lost. They had a lot of free throws that game.
Who, the Pacers?
No, the Knicks had 31 free throws.
Yes, that's what he was saying the whole time.
Was that not my point?
So, I don't understand why y'all think he's not playing through injury. And he's not being affected by that.
I mean, I've seen him had a game like this against the Sixers, and it was really nothing. So,
and he wasn't injured then.
But he's been playing
the
same.
Do you think he's injured right now?
I think he's 100% injured right now, yes.
I don't think so. I don't know. Because he's playing his best basketball he has in like 4 months.
He was playing his best basketball 2 games ago before he was injured.
If Patrick Mahomes can twist his ankle up and get shot up.
I mean, it's not like he's the only player that like twisted or sprained his ankle. I mean,
OG Anunoby.
I mean, we forget that Anthony Edwards sprained his ankle like twice against that Phoenix Sun game, and he's been playing completely fine.
Some sprains are different though.
And he literally came back out. If he comes back out and start playing again, then you really can't put no excuse on the injury, Mark. Because I'm going to tell you like this. You can say, oh, he was playing through injuries, da-da-da, and he played like terrible, then he should have just sat out, personally, in my opinion. You might as well pull a Kawhi. I mean, I won't hate you for it, but you might as well. If you can't be out there hurt and not put and be playing terrible and then give up an excuse talking about, oh, he's injured. True. I don't give that excuse. I'm sorry.
True.
I'm sorry. I don't give that easy excuse. If you go out there and you injure and you play an actual same way and good game that you've been playing like the whole playoffs, and then okay, yeah, that's impressive. But if you go out there and you're injured and you playing like garbage, oh, that's no excuse. You decided to do that.
Because on that point, you're actually hurting your team.
You hurting yourself and your team.
So that's not crazy. Kawhi did it for one game and he sat back out. He didn't keep trying to play through it, bro. I mean, can't really do nothing. Take the loss to try.
Before the game, he left at like, let's say, the second quarter. He shot 61%.
Who we talking about?
Jalen Brunson. He shot 53%. I'll go like 3-4 games back. He shot 48%, and he shot 46% after he got injured. So let's say the same game, he shot 38%. Last game, he shot 35%. You're telling me that the guy that went to the locker room, sat out 2 quarters, and came back from injury, that doesn't
You say he
him.
Got hurt in the second quarter, and he came back at the halftime.
And he shot 38% for the rest of 30
So that's
percent.
Not 2 quarters. But you just said that's literally just halftime.
Yeah. Extend the halftime.
So he sat out a quarter, he got injured, he came back and tried to play, and he shot 38%. And he hasn't
okay,
been the same
and
since.
Who fault is that? Did nobody tell him to go out there and do that? He decided to do that.
What else
he
supposed to do?
He decided to if you rest, one game of rest will not hurt you. I promise you. They're in a 4-game winning series. It takes 4 games to win the series, okay? Did they lose that game?
Yes.
Okay then. So it wouldn't even matter.
True.
It takes 4 games to win True. That series. It wouldn't even matter if he played or not.
True.
Why, it's a tie why, series.
Why
they
Elijah
still got
Cookie
both
right
teams
now.
Need 2 more wins to win the series. 1 game sit out would not hurt.
True, because they still lost at the end run.
They're down. They have lost 2 games in a row. And the only reason they were winning games.
So they up 2-0? Okay, Brunson out for the whole second half, and he can be out the whole 4th game. And he comes back with a better ankle, healthy, and he can play better. Instead of just going out there, playing on it, and hurting himself more.
Momentum is a scary thing in the NBA playoffs.
Oh, my gosh. Momentum. Okay, momentum then. Then the Mavericks should have won last night then. Momentum then.
Momentum sways.
Momentum. Okay. Okay.
And guess what? The momentum swayed to the Thunder last night at the end of that game.
I don't really care. Momentum, if you're up 2-0 and you lose back-to-back games, what happened? What happened? You was just doing the DMX dance. What happened?
Your best player in your team that was giving you 40 points a game for four games straight gets injured. And he only puts up 18 because he can barely walk.
Next
on his
man,
ankle.
Step up, Cat. What are you doing, man? Come on, like call yourself.
I'm talking about the Knicks,
Big Kitty or Mr. Kitten. Whatever you call yourself.
I'm not talking about the Wolves, bud.
What'd you just call this girl, man?
Call him Mr. Kitty.
That's what he called himself. Look it up.
Nah. Even talking about the Wolves, dude.
No, but you said momentum. You said
like,
momentum.
And I understand, like, bro, there have been players in the playoffs that really took the consideration to really just sit out a few games. Jared Allen, Donovan Mitchell. I mean, he's going against the Celtics. He's not planning to really even stay with the Cavaliers. I wouldn't be mad if he sat out game four. Like, it is what it is. There has been players that literally sat out, not only to protect themselves, but also, you know, not to hurt their team in the general. Because if Jared Allen went out there, what I don't even know what this injury is. If Jared Allen went out there, whatever injury he got, the Cleveland team would be even worse than what it was now.
The Cleveland team had no chance going into the series. They had no chance.
Donovan Mitchell keep dropping a whopping 40 and Jason Tatum keep putting up
35.
Keep putting up hip hop tour dates. Then yeah,
I mean he's dropped 30 the past two games, so you can't keep saying that.
He dropped 30 off of terrible shooting. I'm sorry.
He didn't shoot terrible last night. If you actually watched the game,
like bro, dude, don't you realize Boston has a super team?
I know Boston has a super team. I know, but one of their super players isn't even out on the court right now because he's injured.
They don't need him to be on the court, bro. They have a super team.
Once y'all realize that Tatum is a top 10 NBA player,
Whoa. What, this postseason?
Just in general. He's a top 10 player in the NBA.
Top 10 player in the NBA? Yes. Okay. Let's go through it.
Braun.
He ain't better than Braun. He not better than Durant. He not better than Jokic.
Okay.
He not better than Shea. He's not better than Luka, and I like people who play defense, and that's what Jason Tatum can do. But so far this season, people been, you know, on Luka the whole season.
Giannis.
He's not better than Giannis. Six. He's not better. I'd say Brunson had a better season than him.
I'd take Tatum over Brunson.
I'd say Brunson had a better season than him.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, Tatum's been pretty good for a long time.
He's been pretty good, but this season is probably one of his worst. His worst efficient season.
Season.
We're talking about top 10 player.
Booker.
This season.
Booker.
Booker's not been better than Tatum. I will leave this room if you say Booker's better than Tatum.
I'm a Devin Booker hater. I can't even say that. Better than Anthony Davis.
That's crazy.
You putting JT over Anthony Davis?
Is it though?
You for real?
I just hate to hate, bro.
You for real?
Yes.
You putting
so
JT over Anthony Davis?
Yes.
I don't know. Oh,
Mr. Burkle?
I don't know.
Healthy AD is pretty special. I'm not going to lie.
Injuries come into play.
I also think that, okay, if injuries come into play, then I might have to go a different
direction.
Anthony
Davis played 60 games this season. What are we talking about injuries?
Yeah, but like this wasn't, well, if we're looking at this season.
We're talking about top 10 players this season. Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Anthony Davis over Jason Tatum. Top 10 player this
season?
Yes, Anthony Davis.
I'll take JT this season. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
JT over.
He averaged 30.
All right. But
he averaged 30?
Yes, this season.
This man averaged 26. What are you talking about?
Hold on.
He averaged 26.
Hold on.
He do not average no 30.
Hold on. Look, Anthony Davis is better than JT, and let me tell you why. AD also got Bron in the team, too. Let's realize that. He also got Bron. So, Bron will get his points and his touches no matter what.
Here's what I think Anthony Davis is one of the most gifted talents to ever touch a basketball floor. I mean, 7-foot guy who can shoot, who can play, I mean, play defense. He can play perimeter defense. He can play in the paint. He can do it. You can do whatever you need to do on the basketball floor. AD got you. So I mean, that's the only reason I take. And I think Tatum's, again, I think Tatum's one of the best players in the NBA. I don't think that
Tatum
he gets the credit.
Also Tatum also is the number one option on this team. AD's number two.
How are you guys going to say this and then tell me he has a super he's team? Not, and then average, I expect not, him to average. Wait,
so,
average
so, so, so Tatum's not the top dude on the team?
He is.
Okay. I mean, he had a
but
super
they get,
I mean, they had a,
the
I mean, they had a super
touches.
Team last year, and he averaged 30. And then he averaged.
It is. That was not. This is not the same team as this year. This team is completely miles better than last year's.
All right. We got to wrap it up. Before we get off of here, let's take one word answer. Who you got in your finals? Go ahead, Brody.
Who do I have in the finals or winning?
Celtics. Elijah, who you have winning the finals?
Timberwolves and Bronny James would be the number top five pick in the NBA draft.
Whole lot of yak.
JB, go ahead.
Hey, before I say my answer, I would like to say a quick prayer from Miss Maddox. Miss Maddox, I know you're going through something right now. God got you, and everything's going to be good. But to move on to your question, my Dallas Mavericks, Mavericks 7. Gotta go. Peace.
All right. That was the final episode of the Playbook Radio Show.
Who you got?
Oh, me? I have in the finals, I mean, we'll take the Pacers just as a homer pick, but my real pick, I gotta go with the defending champs. I think it's just the year of back-to-backs. UConn, the Chiefs, maybe Denver. Don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But once again, thank you guys for listening to the final episode of the Playbook Radio Show. Just real quick, wanted to thank just people before we go off. Once again, want to thank all my co-hosts here, Jason, Brody, Rock, Elijah, Mr. Kyle Stout. I want to thank Jason Brown. I want to thank John Easter as well, WBDG's GM. I want to thank Miss McGowan's for letting us do all the sports games and a whole bunch of other people I do not have time to mention. I want to thank the parents as well. But once again, thank you guys for letting me talk to you every Tuesday morning from 8:30 to 9:15.